It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. A new novel called The Love Song of Johnny Valentine explores the stratosphere of megastardom amid that classic of American novel tropes, the road tour. Destination, Madison Square Garden, New York City. The novel's hero is just 11 years old when we meet him. He has the sugar-sweet pipes of a Justin Bieber, whom he closely resembles. He also has a controlling manager mom, a missing father, and a retinue of people who work for him. We cross America with his crew by bus on Johnny's Make It or Break It big tour. Like all boys, he has to find himself. Johnny Valentine is the creation of Teddy Wayne, who joins us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome to the program, Teddy Wayne.
Thank you for having me, Jackie.
You have stumbled on here to the most authentic voice for this young 11-year-old protagonist. I mean, child stars have been a feature of American culture since they started making, you know, movies and then recording songs. But how'd you come up with Johnny Valentine?
Well, I first must say, as per the findings of Simon Schuster's legal team, that any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental. So there's no direct corollary in the real world to this.
I'm glad we're covered because I've shelled off enough from my mistakes this week.
But the voice is really a combination of a preteen, innocent grammar, run-on sentences, emotional comprehension of a child, colliding with this savvy, marketing, cynical voice of a veteran branding executive. And it actually derived in part from a freelance job I had for about 2 years writing a business media and marketing column for the New York Times, in which I'd interview people in the industry each week who spoke very much like marketing lingo experts.
Ah, so that is all the verisimilitude. Why don't we have you read something for us where we meet Johnny, since we're talking about his voice?
Sure thing. This is from page 2. His mother has just told him to go to sleep. His mother, Jane, who's his manager, because they have a big day tomorrow.
And we should say it's just the two of them. This is an intense mother-son relationship because they're each the only family the other has.
Right. So they've just hung up the phone. He's in his hotel room alone. I put down the phone and stared at it. It was easy for her to say I should try to fall asleep when she wasn't the one who just performed for 2 hours in front of a capacity crowd of 17,157 fans and had to take a meeting with a label tomorrow back in L.A., who was probably going to voice their concerns that the new album hadn't meaningfully charted yet, which meant it never would, since sales momentum rarely reverses at this stage in the game unless there's a major publicity coup. And now that I'd convinced myself Zolpidem was the only way, I didn't have a chance without it.
It's a little scary seeing an 11-year-old who knows what all different kinds of sleeping drugs are.
He steals his mother's Zolpidem, or Ambien is the non-generic term, and he self-medicates in various ways. He also is prevented from going onto the internet ever unsupervised. So throughout the novel, he sneaks onto her computer to check his email or see what the internet is saying about him. And actually early on, he discovers that a man claiming to be his father, his long-lost father, who left the family when Johnny was 5 or 6, is now trying to reconnect with him.
What intrigued you about making your star a child and not, you know, just an older rock star?
Well, you know, entrepreneurial narcissism is, I think, one of the defining features of our age. And it's one thing if an adult celebrity is hawking his own product, which is often himself. So if Ashton Kutcher is branding himself on Twitter, that's fine. But when a child does it, it becomes that much more pernicious. And the cracks in the facade of how we function as a society are that much more evident, I think.
And this is Jackie Leiden, just branding myself here, speaking to Teddy Wayne about his new novel. Let's talk about the lyrics that you've written here. One of his hit songs is called Guys Versus Girls. And it's been his hit, and they're all cheesy, mm-hmm. a little cloying, but they're genius. Could you give us the lyrics to Guys Versus Girls?
The chorus is guys, and then his backup singers sing guys versus girls, girls. Why's it got to be that way? Guys versus girls, will you be my girl today? I'm a very mediocre guitarist and singer, but I wrote the full song to it, and there's 4 verses plus the chorus, and in fact recorded my own version.
Guys versus girls, why's it got to be that way? Guys versus girls,
one of the things I found so effective here, Teddy, is he is wrapped in cellophane within cellophane. He can't get on the internet. And his mom is ruthless. She is his mom manager that always sets up some risk. But he knows how it's all done.
His mother, or momager is the term these days, is a fiercely devoted and loving mother. She wants very much to have gotten them out of the circumstances they were in St. Louis. She was a supermarket bagger at Schnucks Supermarket in St. Louis. And I think everyone can relate to a mom who wants something badly for a child, but maybe that's not what the child himself wants. There are many scenes of her being tenderly loving with him, of caring about his safety and protecting him, but there are also scenes in which she overlooks what he truly needs, which is a mother who's simply his mother, not his manager, too.
Did you think about other child heroes of other American novels at all? Am I out on a limb there thinking about a picaresque like with Huck Finn or Tom Sawyer?
Some people have said they see references to Huck Finn. There is something Huck Finnish about it. Huck travels along the Mississippi on a raft with Jim. Johnny travels across America on a tour bus with his bodyguard, Walter. I don't know about quality, if I could compare myself to the greats, but I don't mind putting in this picaresque tradition of American coming-of-age narratives.
Well, I could speak to you all day, Teddy Wayne, but thank you very, very much for writing The Love Song of Johnny Valentine.
Thank you so much, Jackie.